Welcome back,
Welcome
everyone.
Welcome back, everyone.
What? I'm
what?
Sorry.
What?
Oh, did you want to lead?
Oh, no, no, no.
You lead.
Tony's time is up. Go.
No, no, it's Ephron time. Tony's time is over. It's Ephron time.
Hey, everybody.
How's it going, Ephron?
It's going good. How's it going, Ryan?
It's not too bad. How was your week?
It was good. Better than, I mean, I really honestly expected to find out the winner. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, it was foolish of you to think that we would wrap that up in one.
Yeah,
but,
in one episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I could see why you would maybe think that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or at least get it in two in one night, because that's something they've been doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, MTV.
Oh, MTV. But Tony time is up. Tony's time is up. Tony time's up.
Which is a shame.
Yeah. Poor Tony.
Poor Tony.
Let's start at the beginning, though, yeah?
We should. I think we should.
That's a good place to start chronologically, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. With Tony and Leroy chat?
Yeah. But what's important to me is I really want you to retract the statement where you call me a bitch.
Hey,
like,
man.
That's all that was important to him was his ego. Tony and Leroy were chatting about the kind of crappy move that Tony pulled against Leroy. And he's trying to sort of recon because now Leroy's there.
Yeah. Yeah. The worst possible scenario has happened and Leroy is back.
Right.
Tony could not have planned for this one.
Right.
And
I love when they get like silent images of Tony gulping.
Tony like, has a very expressive face.
Yeah, like oh fuck.
Gulp. We've discussed how Tony is very like aware of the camera and stuff. Mm. Did you catch him talking about how he wanted to show character development this season?
Yes.
That was the craziest thing. What show are they making these days? Like, it's way too self-aware.
I felt because he was in a different t-shirt when he said that, that confessional was from the early, like, from probably, like, an early interview.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Fair, but still, he's saying that shit.
Yeah, I want to show character development this season.
You know, that, like, so that's, he came in with that in mind,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
There's never been someone more aware
right.
of
exactly.
the fact that
exactly.
they're on television.
He's not even a person anymore. He's a character. So in his mind, he didn't say, I want to show personal growth and personal development. I want to show character. I want
That's
a
true.
Nice character arc.
Character development.
Editors, yeah. I want a nice character arc.
Mm-hmm. I want a nice story, like hopefully a triumphant story.
Hopefully a triumphant story, if you know
possible.
What I mean. Please, thank you.
Producers, I'm
and
looking in your
most of
direction.
All, don't call me a bitch on camera, Leroy.
Seriously.
And if you do, retract it.
Please retract it. Tony. Oh, Tony.
Oh, Tony. Oh, Leroy, too. Get over it.
Yeah,
it's a game.
Yeah, Leroy, too.
Everybody get over it.
Especially Tony.
Especially if you've made it this far, expect to get fucked over. Just expect it. If you're down to the final, like, five on any side, expect to be fucked over really hard.
Like, some people even seem to feel hurt when it's down to, like, them or the person.
Right.
It's like...
How could you do that
what
to me?
What the fuck do you want me to just
final?
Like fall on the sword?
Yeah.
We're all in this together.
It's a game.
We signed up for a competition. Did you want, like, should I have stayed home, Leroy?
Can't show much character development there.
Yeah.
And then we had Zach talking to the camera and they showed some flashbacks of him with his long hair. That was crazy to see.
It was.
And it was crazy to see Jeanne.
It was crazy to see Jeanne. I feel like we'll probably never see Jeanne again.
I miss her.
Yeah, so
I think
do
she
I.
has a baby now.
She does.
Yeah.
She does. And generally, when the girls on the cast have kids, they tend to not show up anymore. Whereas the guys, they'll abandon their family
exactly.
at the drop of a fucking hat.
Right.
You know, in the name of buying them school
right.
supplies or some
right.
shit. But no, I'm just kidding. Sorry, Brad. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Brad.
But yeah, unfortunately, usually when the female cast members have kids, that's kind of the end of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, sadly.
Well, Cam said something that I had never heard before. That's why they call her Karma Maria. Because I threw grenades at her, and Karma came and bit me on the ass. Now, I'd never heard people call her Karma Maria. And that's funny.
Well, maybe she coined it. She said that's why they call her, but like she should have been like, that's why I call her.
Yeah, because Karma Maria, like, that's accurate. Like, if you fuck over Kara, she somehow gets back in the game.
Okay, yeah. I dig it.
At least the last couple seasons, it's, you know, fair. What I mean? The redemption, how she came back. So, Karma Maria.
One thing I need to point out about Karma Maria, we've discussed her levels of confidence on this show.
Yeah.
I feel when they had all of their supplies laid out on the table and Kara is looking to all the other cast members like, should we put all of this on or what? And then I think it's Cam that looks at her and says, shouldn't we be asking you this? That is a perfect, perfect, beautifully illustrated example of how Kara has no confidence in this game.
Right.
And, you could say what you want, like do as many push-ups as you want, like pull-ups as you want. But like in the mental game, she doesn't. Yeah. She can't really bring it. Like,
although I think
this
season, though, she's been exhibiting cockiness at a level that implies she has confidence.
She has always exhibited cockiness.
Okay. That's true.
You know.
Yeah.
And it can turn around instantly and be like, oh, why is everyone picking on me? But yeah.
I love Kara.
So do I.
I love her.
I do
too. She's one of my favorites. One of my favorite, like, reality stars of all time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I really like Kara a lot.
Interesting.
I like everything.
We should
about
do
her.
A top five reality star list sometime.
Next week, when we find out the winner, let's add that to our list.
Okay.
Good.
Good.
Karma Maria, and then they get to the final. They find out that TJ says, I don't do anything that easy. He makes everything hard.
He does.
TJ makes...
Especially you, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. he's like, I don't do anything that easy. Here are your worst nightmares. Johnny Bananas and Melissa.
Which is... What an amazing reveal.
What an amazing
I'm sure reveal. You weren't glad to see Bananas. Maybe not
Young.
So glad to see...
I don't care about Melissa. She's fine.
Yeah, Melissa. But I was psyched to see them both.
Yeah?
I'm like, they walk out. I'm like, this is sure to be one of the most exciting finales. Exciting finals we have ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean,
Tony's got his coming to him. Mm-hmm. Bananas has got a grudge.
They're both wearing black shirts. Yeah. So that means
ready to fight. Melissa's got a grudge against Cam. And Kayla, let's do this.
I can only imagine what the producers have in store for those poor cast members who have to go up against a fired up Johnny Bananas and an intense Melissa.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Here we go. I'll sit through this commercial break. Mm-hmm. It's fine. We come back from commercial and the old man's a blackjack dealer.
Yeah, it's not even as exciting as blackjack.
It's not.
High low.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's one card, and then is it going to be higher or lower?
It's fucking stupid.
Unbelievably low key.
A letdown. What a fucking letdown. And Johnny Bananas, two things. One, coming out all cocky, like he really was going to, he knew by the time he came out what he was going to do.
Totally.
So.
Absolutely.
Even if he won a hand, they're lame. The grenades were lame.
Totally.
But so he knew all that coming out of the dungeon. So to exhibit that cockiness was just that was dumb. But then even knowing how it played out on social media to exhibit that cockiness on social media this week.
Oh, that's
even stupider.
That's pathetic.
That's stupider.
But I'm sure MTV prods them like, yo,
sure.
Bananas,
sure,
man. Yo,
assistant.
Start posting those Instas.
You think MTV calls them Bananas? Hey, Bananas. Ryan's face as he actually considers that question.
Do you think
all his contracts are written out to Bananas? Or Johnny? Or Jonathan?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's
do you
his
think
last name?
What do you some fucking I don't know.
Anyhow, yeah, what a big letdown. High, low. But before we get there, I mean, oh, was that the first thing? Yeah. Okay. So, no. That was the second. That was the second. Yeah. Okay.
At least the second.
At least. So they found out they were going to go in the first challenge from 8 people to 4 people. And they had to take their torches from one bucket and run across the field and put them in another bucket. And then you could also take other people's torches out and put them back.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody started to pick on Leroy, which then he started to pick on Zach and Tony. And Tony and Zach were picking on Leroy until they finally called a truce. Meanwhile, Kyle, who has no beef with anybody, was able to snake in under the radar and take one or two torches from all the buckets, thereby putting him in the lead. Brilliant.
Yeah, that was great. I don't know how anyone didn't know this Kyle carrying back those torches.
Fucking amazing. That, to me, that brilliant fucking move.
Refresh my memory. Who grabbed the first torch?
I think it was Zach. Took one from Leroy.
Zach took one from Leroy?
Oh, maybe it was Tony. I think it was Tony because he said, if we know bananas
is
going to...
It wasn't Nicole taking it from Cara?
Oh, well, I'm talking about the guys.
Okay, but like, okay, yeah. Yeah, but Tony the guys took got
from,
first.
Yeah, I think Tony took one from Leroy because he said, bananas is going to be really easy on Leroy, so I got to make his day harder.
Right.
And then Nicole took one from Kara.
Which was fucking stupid because Nicole already had a hurt ankle at that
point.
Yeah,
yeah. Because she fell in the mud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
And then she didn't realize that she was only extending her run by another.
Yeah.
Oh, Nicole.
Nicole doesn't think. Like when she just pushed that one girl off the bridge no reason, just pushed her off. She gets in these like crazy like competition testosterone beast mode.
Well, and she comes out and just like there's someone laying dead on the floor. Right. And she's like, I don't know why.
I'm heartbroken. Poor Nicole twisted her ankle, had to be eliminated from the game. As she kept they kept replaying her crying. Did you notice? They're saying, they kept replaying that.
To your delight.
It was like in the foreground, the background. It was like all levels.
Over the music.
Exactly. They kept replaying it. It was so great. I'm heartbroken. Couldn't help but laugh, though. Whenever anyone falls.
What the... Why did she... That thing could have been over in no time.
It could have been.
She did that to herself.
She deserved to be eliminated.
What was she thinking?
It's Karma Maria. You fuck with Karma Maria and look what happens.
Clearly. Yeah. Yeah. Cam was right. She didn't tell Nicole, though, obviously.
Obviously, Nicole didn't go to her interview. And Kyle's in the lead because he kicked some ass and snaked in. Mm-hmm. And the other three were focused on their own vendetta and being dicks to each other. Way to play the game, Kyle.
The fact that he got that he was able to get through that thing without being noticed is great. Good for him.
Yeah.
Like how? I guess the other three are just fucking brain dead.
Right. Put it in your. I'm sure he put. I didn't notice him either taking those. But I'm sure he put the torches in his upstage hand, like in the hand furthest away that they couldn't see, and like ran with it, like
absolutely
straight against his body.
Yeah.
Probably. That's my guess. Okay, so then Nicole was eliminated, and...
Because she asked for medical attention, then the medical attention was like, well, my recommendation is, if it hurts, don't run on it.
Right.
And she's like, I gotta quit.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm out of the show.
Heartbroken.
Which I understand. She's, like, she has to leave and be able to go back to her real job.
Right.
So she can't really hurt herself, but again, then why run all those extra laps, Nicole?
Yeah, why fuck with Karma Maria?
Oh well,
cut that, cut my stumble.
I will. You'll nail it when.
Why
when,
fuck
when
with,
this plays back? You'll nail it.
Why fuck with Karma Maria?
Nailed it.
Thank you. Okay, so then that finishes, and they run, and they have to put on. they have to go down into the dungeon to deal with the mercenaries.
Dun, dun, dun.
Green giant.
So Bananas comes out swinging a mace.
Yes. Before that, Tony was like, what's going on, Nicole? I can't finish the vinyl. I can't waste time talking to you. And he just left.
It was funny, like, seeing concern on people and then being like, oh, you quit? Bummer. See ya. Yeah. See ya. I got the game to win.
Gotta go. Yeah. So Kyle in beast mode and then Tony saying, like, screw you, Nicole. But then we go into the dungeon with Johnny swinging a mace. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kyle goes in first and says, remember, I'm not Tony. Let's play high or low. And he wins right away.
Okay. So this game, you know, I don't necessarily entirely trust production or MTV. You know, I like that card game could have been stacked, you know, in a certain way right from the beginning. Mm-hmm. We don't see them shuffle. We don't even see them cut mm-hmm. the deck.
Yeah.
But with that being said, almost everyone won.
Except for Cam, yeah.
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 Which is crazy. What an uneventful goddamn...
Yeah. This honestly could be one of the worst finals I've ever seen, no offense.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because even, like, the length of it, it seemed ridiculously short. Yeah. There have been challenges where people have had to climb mountains.
Yeah.
Over the course of 2 days.
Yes. Or ride, you know, a stationary bike for 16 miles before they can go to bed. Like, this was ridiculous. You have to run back and forth with putting torches in buckets. Fine.
Yeah, exhausting. Running, exhausting. Right.
And then, but like your game is like you have to put pegs in a bucket and then drink hot chocolate like that. Come on.
Seriously, that game
and then high
is
or
like
low,
straight
a
from IHOP.
Game? Yeah, fucking seriously. Yeah. You're right. It was, yes.
It's getting
ridiculous.
Pathetic.
Yeah.
It's getting pathetic.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if production is cutting costs on like, oh, we can't like stretch it quite as far because that means we have to have all these production stations set up along mm-hmm, the way. Mm-hmm. So let's confine it to this 1 mile course that they have to run back and forth on.
Yeah, you know, when I was teaching, I don't know if I ever told you this. Did I ever tell you this? When I was teaching last summer at a college in Western Nebraska for the summer, I had a bunch of students and I designed this like whole summer's worth of activities. And one of the activities was the challenge, like my own version of the challenge. Do you know what I mean? Did I ever tell you that?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I did a whole challenge thing where they had to, like, eat crazy shit and, like, yeah, like, really stinky cheese and duck eggs, black duck
Hot
eggs.
Hot chocolate.
And, right, like, really gross. I have a ton of pictures. I can't believe I haven't showed you. But I set this thing up around the entire campus, and they had to solve puzzles and run, and, like, it was crazy. My competition was harder than this fucking final. I'm
can't
telling
believe
you.
You didn't tell me about it. I'm your challenge friend.
I know. I
you
forgot.
Did it. It's challenge related, and you didn't even tell me.
I can't believe I didn't tell you. I'll find the pictures.
Oh, my God. He has pictures.
I have
and
pictures.
He didn't even show me.
Yeah. I didn't show you the reel that I made, the like summer long highlight reel. No. Oh, my God. Well, take an interest in my life, and maybe I'll show you. Anyway.
Next scene.
So, Johnny Bananas has no effect on the game whatsoever.
No,
there's
none whatsoever.
Pointless to have him back.
Like, Melissa makes more of an effect on
exactly.
the game. Purely from a card draw.
Exactly. Ugh. Exactly. And I'm glad she did because she got her... Although it would have been... Somebody saw on Reddit, like, I wish instead of burying a log, they would have had to bury a hatchet. And like, that would have been symbolic of the whole Vendettas thing.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been cool.
Because
while they're burying the hatchet, you have the dramatic irony that they're building a new Vendetta.
Yeah.
How great would that have been?
How great would it be if MTV could hire some people with some good ideas
Thank
to
you.
Freshen this shit up?
Thank you. Although
How
I stole
great
that from Reddit.
Would that be?
I stole that from Reddit. So Kyle, Leroy, Zach, and Tony in that order, and nobody lost.
Also, burying the log, which seemed like the hardest one.
Mm-hmm.
Was a fucking cakewalk. The log was like a
barely
covered. 1 foot by 1 foot. Like,
yeah, and it was barely covered the second time she put it. She's like, is it done yet? I'm so over it.
The challenge is like doing great in the ratings, right? Yeah. It's only been going up and up and up, right? I mean, so why is it that production has been going down and down and down?
Well, because they've got a lot more episodes to produce. They've, you know, they're trying to make this a every week there's a challenge, cuz Champs versus Stars 2 is coming out right now. So
well, no, like don't make that their excuse, is that they've fucking taken on more than they can chew. Or bitten off more than they can chew, and now the it's suffering.
But that's what's happening.
That's fucking bullshit.
I think that's what's happening. I think they've got a lot more balls in the air. I think they've got a lot more. They're like already in pre-production by the time they're, you know, wrapping production on one. So here, it's like really, it's overlapping.
Fine, fine. But here's the thing: the people who make this show also used to make Real World and Road Rules at the same time. They don't make either of those shows anymore. They're dedicated fully to the challenge. So what's up? It's not like they're...
Well, hopefully, like, Uber will soon get self-driving production staff. Self-automated production staff to give you the challenge that your heart desires.
But I feel like that's what we're getting now. Like,
maybe. Maybe Uber's in charge. No? Probably
it could
not.
Be.
Probably not.
I don't know. I truly don't know.
I have no idea.
Well, how did we get on Uber, Ethan?
I don't know, but these games were dumb. High or low in a final? Get real. Get real. It should have been
something
physical.
And everyone kept saying blackjack.
Oh, yeah.
Blackjack is a good game. High or low is...
There's a child's game.
This final sucks.
Ryan's cheeks are shaking. He's got his like whole face shaking
with rage.
Because whenever you hear Ryan go like, you have to remember that his
that's
head's,
not me.
His
that's
head's
not me.
Shaking back and
that's
forth.
That's not your impression of me.
He's like
you
shaking his
bitch.
Head. No, so imagine no, but his head and his cheeks are shaking. That's funny. Okay, so then Melissa makes Cam bury the log, and she had to do it in armor.
Yeah, they all had to wear armor, which, come on.
I know, so dumb.
Why?
Why? To make it harder, because, yeah, like, because you have to lift the armor. And Kayla, like, freaking out about not being able to put on the armor, and Cara Maria coming down into the dungeon. What kind of game are we playing, huh? It was fun. That was cute. Oh, yeah. Melissa, you look so beautiful in this light. Mm-hmm. And then Banana's telling Leroy, you're looking good, Leroy. Looking good. You're looking real good.
I'm sure the behind-the-scenes action there was pretty hot.
Yeah, it was pretty hot.
That Leroy Bananas action.
Ew. And then they had to move on to play IHOP Pegs.
Yeah.
It's not IHOP. It's a Cracker Barrel. Yeah.
One or the other.
Basically.
Yeah.
So dumb that you could just take all three out at once. Like, there was no skill, no rhyme, no reason.
And it got to the point where... they all just realize, like, oh, it's let's cheese or it's hot chocolate. Yeah. Who the fuck cares? Let's just pull these swords out and fucking get this done.
Right. So what should have happened if they wanted to be challenging is the first person that's there has to wait for the second person to get there. And then whoever wins moves on. And whoever loses has to play the next person. And then whoever wins that one moves on. So you have to play until you win. And instead of, like...
That is a
on.
Fucking Thank phenomenal
you.
Idea.
Thank you.
That is so unbelievably great.
Thank you.
Because then they can't just be like, okay, we'll just fucking pull them all out and fucking see what's
exactly.
what.
Exactly. That's how to keep the same budget and keep the same course and keep the same production stations while
you can
making
tell,
it challenging.
They obviously want certain people to win. Like, they wouldn't do that because they know it's like, oh, great. So all of a sudden, our fucking best people are, like, are out. Right. And, but I think that's amazing. I think
Thank
that would
you.
Be unbelievably great. That all.
It's funny because I honestly don't. I think certain things have been rigged, like the whole getting Brad out of the game so Leroy could be in it. But I don't think this final was rigged because it was so easy.
Yeah, I don't think
everybody.
It was rigged either.
Yeah. It's like, who, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, not that I think... Like, I also don't think producers have a dog in this fight.
Yeah.
They don't fucking care about the people who made it here. Maybe Cara Maria, because her face is on the billboard, but, like, Bananas was out, and they fucking knew that they had a problem once he was out, so they brought him in for the final.
Yeah.
You know? But ultimately, they didn't fucking care who won this thing.
Yeah.
They weren't meddling.
Yeah. I might agree with you.
I agree.
I don't
with
think
me.
Production would ever get behind Tony as the new Bananas.
I wouldn't.
I mean, maybe, because he's kind of unlikable in certain ways. Even though I love him, I can see how he's unlikable in certain ways. But he doesn't have the strategy of Bananas.
No, he doesn't. He could never be the new Bananas. Yeah. He is not Bananas caliber.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
He is, like, if anything, like, he is exciting because he's, like, he plays, like, a kamikaze game.
Yeah.
He'll fucking just, he'll, like, if...
Fly right into the window.
Yeah, yeah.
Kayla freaking out because she couldn't get the armor on and then taking forever to get to Tony, so he just laid down.
Kayla, that was her, like, Nani moment.
Yeah.
Where it was like I just need a minute to freak out.
Right.
And then the next thing you see, she's back on the bike, like, pedaling right. with fury in her eyes.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
I love her.
Here we go.
Come back, Nani.
Yes, come back, Nani.
But here's the thing, too, is, like, before Kayla could even understand what the game is, he's like, you just have to drink hot chocolate. Just pull the swords. Go. And he's, like, rushing her,
mm-hmm.
right? And they're just, like, pulling swords. And then finally he's like, and you get hot chocolate. And he takes his goddamn time, like, knighting her.
That, yeah.
Did you notice?
Yes.
It's like, speed it up, loser.
And you come would on. Think that if he was like, oh, no, it's fine, he would, like, maybe even make it so... Like, he lost, right. and it's like, it's fine, I'm eating this cheese, right. just go.
It's just cheese.
But it's like, at the end of it, it's like, hot chocolate. Even right. though I don't think I ever heard her say, like, yeah, I love hot chocolate.
Right.
Although,
thanks
the fact that those, the fact
brine.
That they were in pewter chalices,
yeah.
I bet they were filled, like, a quarter of the way full.
I'm sure.
We didn't see how full those
were. Yeah.
Whereas the other challenges, the gross shit has been in glasses,
mm-hmm.
so we see how much they have left. We didn't see them even try to, like, drink or struggle or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a shot glass full of yeah. each. I guarantee it.
Well, that tripe soup, what was it, brine, tripe, whatever, I don't remember. But even the worst thing didn't even look that gross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ugh. Remember last season when we had a giant sewer rat head prop?
Yeah, I do.
Bring that back.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe people have forgotten. Anyway, so Kyle's in the lead, and he says, yay, I'm winning. I thought that was cute. He's winning. He won Rookie of the Year. That's for goddamn sure.
Goddamn right he did.
And Tony just being way behind. Leroy being passed. Did you notice when Tony was running? He's just like, gotta keep moving. TJ don't like quitters. Gotta keep moving. TJ don't like quitters. So it made me realize, like, Tony always needs someone to look up to, someone to perform for. Do you know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
And that's why his I ain't the little brother anymore will never work. Because he's, even as the quote-unquote big brother that he's trying to portray himself as this season,
mm-hmm.
he's still looking for guidance.
Yeah.
And if he's saying to himself as he's running, TJ don't like quitters, then he's doing it to please TJ. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
So
it's like he's like, I'm not the little brother anymore. I just slayed the big brother. And right. then in the very next like thing, he's like, oh, big bro TJ,
TJ
don't like quitters.
TJ,
like
TJ,
he found his
TJ.
Replacement for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess maybe if you just come in thinking TJ is the big bro from right in the beginning, you mm-hmm. won't fucking fall victim to big bro
Bananas
or
yeah.
big bro CT. Or...
Yeah. Oh, Tony.
But with that being said, yeah, he should maybe.
Did you notice he was running in armor where everybody else had taken their armor off?
That does not surprise me at all. That's hysterical, actually. I didn't notice that, but that is hilarious.
Yeah.
To think that Tony may have forgotten to take off the armor.
Yeah.
And just kept going.
Oh, lovable oaf.
Oh, Tony. So Cam got to the swords last.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, all she had to do was remove all of the swords and then move on.
Ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
She lost that.
Yes.
Okay? She should have had to bypass the swords and pick her own penalty.
Yeah. She should have.
There. Yeah. Because, like, oh, you had to pull all the... Why not just make her skip it all together? Like, pull the swords. That's ridiculous.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's stupid. And the producer telling her that, like, you just made that up in a meeting 4 minutes before she
clearly,
got there when you realized,
clearly.
Oh, fuck, Nicole went home. Ugh. I mean, I love this show. Don't get me
wrong.
This
show is like my favorite thing for years.
We wouldn't be here if we didn't love the show.
We
but
wouldn't
this final
be
was
here
a big
at,
letdown.
It, like, recording at 6 in the goddamn morning.
7.
If we didn't love this show.
Exactly.
At 5 in the morning.
8. But
it's 4.
Through it's 9. So, okay. But yeah, the final was a giant fucking letdown, and it was reduced to two people in each sex, Zach and Kyle. So congratulations, Kyle. And
congrats,
I predicted
Kyle.
Zach's going to win, so Mike,
so congratulations to you.
I haven't. I still haven't. My prediction could still come true. And for the girls, Cara Maria and Kayla. And wouldn't it be great to get to have the culmination of this rivalry between big sister and little sister, Cara and Kayla, because they're basically the same person, just years apart.
Mm-hmm.
Hair,
yeah.
Muscles, attitude, cockiness, whininess, everything.
Yeah, 100%.
They're the exact same person, just years apart, and that's why they riff, or that's why they get into, you know, get into
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
so
we hate in others what we see.
Exactly,
100%.
So wouldn't it be great that after the years of building up to this moment, where there's two girls in the final, and it's little sis and big sis battling it out to see who's going to win, who's going to claim the crown that they're going to hold over the other's head for seasons and seasons to come. Wouldn't it be great if it was anything physical or meaningful whatsoever that took skill? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And not just one stupid memory game that they have to complete.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. We've waited the whole season to get these two girls in a, you know, neck and neck, eye to eye, nose to nose, toe to toe, whatever, mano y mano. And now it's down to a puzzle, a memory puzzle,
mm-hmm.
that like, and there's not even one of them is going to win. They can't even claim it over that one person because it's going to be one winner of the whole group.
Yeah.
It pisses me off. It's like there's no satisfaction. There's no like, you know, like, oh, that was a season well played, and like, and there's none of that. There's none of that this season, and it really is annoying.
Let me ask this.
I'm ready.
Me, in my 25th year, you just,
I didn't just
approaching
start.
27.
Oh.
Have we aged out of the challenge?
No.
Are we no longer? We're obviously not the target demographic.
I don't think
25 and 27 over here.
Well, I do know that
but,
I'm older than the typical Reddit user because I saw a pie chart on Reddit like of the age of Reddit users, and I was in the I was not the target demographic in Reddit either. But so presuming that everyone in the subreddit of the challenge is younger than me, presuming that, I'm safe to say that it's not just the old guys who did not like the final.
Okay.
The young guys hated the final too.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. I was just thinking like,
no.
Is every other,
it's not us.
Is every like,
like what am I missing?
Are the 22-year-olds out there like, yes, this is right
yes.
up my fucking alley. Oh,
Cracker
I fucking
Barrel
I love that fucking sword game.
I fucking
love
Cracker
it.
Barrel.
Oh my God. Oh, what? Hi-lo! I'm a master of that!
Oh,
I play that every time I go to Vegas.
Oh shit, they get to bury a fucking log?
A log.
Fuck. I've always wanted to wear a suit of fucking armor.
So, I'm at least happy to know that, you know.
It's not just us. This is typical abused person behavior. We think it's our fault. But it's not our fault. It's MTV has abused us. They led us here. They slapped us in the face. And we think it's our fault.
I've been saying that about MTV for years.
Have you?
Yes.
This is the first final where I was truly pissed off. I thought it was going to get good at some point. Or like, I don't mean good. Like, yes, the relay, the torch game at the beginning was fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, interesting.
Yeah. Like, they were all head-to-head.
Yeah.
It was fun, good drama, you know. They were able to, like, go back and forth with each other a little bit. It really fell apart after that.
After, but yeah, once Bananas ruined everything. Yeah.
Like, I mean, realistically, It has to be. Integrating Bananas and Melissa into there, it can't be something physical. It can't be something where Bananas could potentially be like, all right, Leroy, I got nothing against you. Pass right on by, buddy.
Why not?
I'm not going to hold you from the... Why not?
Yeah.
Because Bananas would be like, all right, Leroy, pass right on by. And then when Tony comes in, he's like, I'm going to do everything I can to fucking hold you here for... Like,
great. That's
no,
fair.
No, you can't. No,
that's how
no.
To, that's how
wrong.
To end a vendetta.
No,
a season of vendettas.
You can't bring like one person's vendetta that may potentially have nothing against anyone else into the final and then be like, oh, be fair against everyone, you know? No, because we
but
know
you
it
did it before.
So they had to make it fair. And in order to make it fair, they made it super fucking boring.
Well, the other mercenaries could have easily let people go through, but they didn't.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? You know?
That I mean, that, like, even back then, I could have, I would have said that, but, like, back then I was also thinking, like, they have to sweeten the pot for the mercenaries.
Well, I'm sure they have a financial incentive in their contract if
they
win.
They're not on the season. Johnny Bananas and Melissa were on the season. That makes it completely different. Like,
yeah,
where they're not...
Give them a financial incentive. You get $5,000 for everyone whose ass you kick.
Clearly they knew that, like, the Bananas was smart enough to know that, like, next season... That I'm not fucking up Leroy, like, for $5,000.
Well, he probably didn't even get that.
And then ruin next season, like, ruin all my shit for next season. Everything I've, like...
You're right. Like, the mercenaries should have been people who weren't on this season.
They brought in Bananas because the show needs to have Bananas in the final to get ratings because everyone loves Bananas because he's on the big billboard in Times Square. They need Bananas in the final, so he's there. But he won't matter.
That's interesting is if they wanted to have Bananas in the final because he's on the billboard, then pit him against Cara Maria, who's on the billboard facing him. That's another way to not pay off the season. They didn't get to bury a hatchet. They didn't fucking have Bananas versus V Cara Maria, and then Kayla V Cara Maria never is actually going to mean anything. It's not going to come to fruition. Cause,
it's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
So, in short, Cara didn't get to go V Kayla. What a waste of season's worth of rivalry. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What a letdown. Oh, well.
I'm getting...
There's always next season, right?
Yeah. I'm sure next season they're going to fucking fix all these terrible problems.
We just want better for you, MTV. Better for you, the challenge.
We've seen what you can do. We know what to expect. We know what you can do.
Yeah.
We've seen it.
Yeah.
We know your potential.
Yeah.
We just wish you would live up to it.
Yeah. We just want you to be the best you that you can be.
Yeah.
In conclusion. Who do you think's going to win?
Cara. Cara's going to win. And Zach, I guess.
No, there's only one winner.
Oh, wait. I don't want it to be Zach. I really don't think it's going to be Zach. But here's
with
the
puzzle,
thing. Like, okay, good point.
I don't think it's going to be Zach. I think it'll be Cara Maria.
Zach's not dumb.
He's not dumb, but he's not. Cara's got puzzles good. I mean, Cara does really well at puzzles, especially those memory puzzles, which everyone does all the time. There, you know, she's learned years ago that you memorize one rectangle at a time.
My hopes for this. I hope it's Cara. If it's not Cara,
I hope it's Kyle.
I hope it's Kayla or Kyle.
And then Zach.
Or Cam.
Cam's gone.
I hope that they somehow bring her back. Okay, here's the thing. I always said, I said Zach wouldn't do good because he would gas out and get cramps and blah, blah, blah. The fucking course is like a fucking...
Yeah.
Is the size of a high school
over.
Football field.
Yeah.
What the fucker?
Cheeks.
Yeah.
Cheeks.
Easy. Shut the fuck up. I'll kill you.
I'm going to start calling you Cheeks. And that's how he got his nickname, Cheeks.
It's because my cheeks are getting fatter and they're jiggling.
Really? He's now hitting his face.
Gotta tighten this. Tighten this up. Anyway, I'll do that.
Do that later. Do it while you edit.
I'll do it while I edit.
Thank you.
So
I think it's gonna be Kara, and then if it's not Kara, I hope it's Kyle, because it would be great for a rookie to, like, a rookie who everybody thought was a layup to kick everyone's ass.
That would be great.
Yeah.
I kind of hope it's Kyle.
Me too. And then Kayla, because I'm not the biggest Kayla fan, but I'm sorry. I'm just repeating you. I want it to be Cara Maria. If not Cara Maria, Kyle, then Zach, then Kayla. Yeah. Kayla's my last choice.
Why? Why Zach over Kayla? Why does Zach deserve it more?
It's not that he deserves it. Nobody deserves it. There's poor, starving people in the world. No one deserves to win $570,000 by doing a memory puzzle. No one deserves it. However, of the four, I think Cara Maria deserves it better. And Zach, I like him better than Kayla.
Fair. Something just occurred to me. We have a full hour-long episode left. Do we feel like we have an hour's worth of final left?
No. No. I think next week, this is my guess. I mean, I don't know. They've been doing after shows after every... I don't have any idea. I feel like he said stage two, there's only one more puzzle left. There's only one more step between you and the winner. I mean, you and the money. And it's this puzzle game, your final challenge. Boom. So TJ set it up as this is the last... I don't know.
Right? Like...
But maybe there's a reunion after.
Like 5 minutes more of final and then it goes straight to reunion?
Maybe.
Where they show the...
Or maybe they won't reveal the winner till the reunion. Maybe
which it, I fucking hated last year.
Same. But that was what they had to do because TJ was in firefighter training and Camilla won.
Right. They were trying to figure out the best way
to avoid getting a picture of her winning $500,000.
Yeah, yeah.
And they did it. There's, you know what I'm saying? They managed it. Well, my favorite quote of the day, Kyle said, "You want me to memorize a whole puzzle with tiny little dots? I can't even remember some of my brother's names." They wrote that for him. I'm almost positive. Who do you think is going to smash the memory game? Cara Maria, you said? Yes.
The memory game can't be the last thing, though. There's no way that's the last thing.
I think it is.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh. I mean, what are they going to have them do that's going to be as exciting as what they've already done? What are they going to have them do, like, mow a lawn? Whoever mows the lawn faster? Like, on a riding mower? Woohoo!
Guess how many fingers I'm holding up behind my back?
Right. That's a good game. Yeah. Figure out how I'm taking my thumb off. Heads up, 7-up. Oh, my God. Duck, duck, goose. Anyway, I'm done.
I'm done, too.
All right. We'll see you next week, Ryan.
I'll see you, Ephraim.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.